Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great weekend as we thaw out and maybe dry out a little bit from all the weather that we've had this week in the Lone Star State. Got a neat guest, young man that has assumed the directorship of Big Game Records of Boone and Crockett.
Ooh, okay.
Justin Spring, been a guest a couple times now with us, and bringing Justin back to visit about this organization that was founded by Teddy Roosevelt.
Indeed it was.
Back in 1887. But there's so much information with the record keeping that they do of trophies and game animals, trends. It's something that I have used and perused. Goodness, as soon as I became enamored with, you know, big game hunting here on the North American continent.
You have it on your bookshelf right by your farmer's almanac, don't you?
Yes. I do.
Okay.
Plus, they publish a great magazine, Fair Chase. So we're going to be catching up with Justin and giving you some tips on while you're out in the field during this hunting season, how maybe you can improve your skills. And you harvest something, then confirm your ability to field judge.
Even better, even better.
Absolutely. So plus, we've got some news headed your way. We've got the outdoor report. And, yes, we're going to find out if Harold has been on or off the road. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your rival information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
And I'd like to jump in and tell you this. My cousin pulled over to the ranch house. I was up at El Rancho Gunn last weekend, and he pulled up and said, "Sure did like the show on KNEL that morning." Oh, great. He said, "Was good."
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is.
Hey, you know, I mean, we're picking up some new affiliates out there. Yeah, tell you what, folks, if you're listening to us or maybe listening to the podcast or going to the website to catch the show or we archive it,
right?
You know, if you're local news talk or country western or favorite station, you know, is in need of a great outdoor show.
Have them call us.
Yeah, absolutely. because we've got the Rio Grande Valley, you mm-hmm. know, that we've picked up.
Right.
And now Brady, heart of Texas. I mean, continuing to grow.
Absolutely. So,
after all these years. Hope everybody, again, is trying out. Let's see. We've gone from summer to fall to winter.
In a week.
Yeah. I mean, it's just been crazy. In fact, our guest who we'll be visiting with later in the program, Justin Spring, when we were setting up this interview earlier in the week, was talking to him. Boone and Crockett is based in Missoula, Montana, mm-hmm. where the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is also based.
Magnificent area.
It is. It is beautiful. we were talking, and I said, man, somebody left the gate open.
You know? Right. Right.
He goes, man, we're going to warm up today. He said, we're going to be in the 50s. Mm-hmm. And I go, damn, you're going to be warmer than, you know,
right.
South Texas is going to be.
Well, and feel warmer, too, because they're drier.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of days ago, yeah, it was low 40s, but drizzle and wind. That's miserable.
Years ago, I went to Alberta on an elk hunt and hunted. We would get up in the morning, saddle horses. We packed into the base camp about 16, 17 miles. Mm-hmm. Get up in the morning, it would be 15 below zero.
Right.
Okay. But I was wearing wool. I mean, I went the old, you know, old
sure,
school, right?
Sure.
Okay. And
was it red and checkered? And...
No, I didn't go that far.
Okay.
But wore, you know, saddled up and were breaking ice as mm-hmm. we were making river crossings on the Panther and Dormer River. And
right.
Later that year, and that was like the third week in November, mm-hmm. okay? In early December was at my father-in-law's ranch out in Colorado County.
Right.
And it was 9 above. Put the same gear on.
Yeah.
Was cold.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm
right.
going, bring me more, you
right.
know.
You got it.
But layer up, folks, when you get out there and are doing things, it's you know, need to take care of yourself.
Well, some of the greatest inventions, what technology has done the last several years, too, is the thermal underwear.
Mm-hmm.
There's some great stuff out there. And still one of my favorite things. Because it is a tremendous insulator, and it feels so good, is silk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing, while we're talking about staying warm, and you and I have talked about this over mm-hmm. the years, I mean, it's an old cowboy trick, you know.
Right.
Bandana around your neck.
Right.
You know, I mean, a silk bandana.
Help keep the heat in, you betcha.
Oh, you bet. Shove it down, you know, the front of your shirt, you mm-hmm. know. You can bring it up. I mean, it's extremely versatile.
Indeed, it is.
But
and a fashion statement.
It is that. And of course, don't forget that your head is a chimney.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you can lose a lot of heat.
That's right. You got
there.
That one
For sure. Hey, we got a little bit of news coming out of Texas Parks and Wildlife. This is the time of year when it seems like the department starts to wind down, particularly in the news department. Not a lot coming out, but. Another lake, Houston County Lake near Crockett, has been, you know, discovered that giant salvinias found in the lake. Currently, there are 17 East Texas lakes, including Houston County, Caddo, Conroe, B.A. Steinhagen, Livingston, Merval, Nacogdoches, Nakanich, Lake of the Pines, Palestine, Raven, Sam Rayburn, Sheldon, Stryker, Texana, Timpson, Hempel City Lake, and Toledo Bend. But basically just remember to drain and dry.
Right.
It's just a deterrent to slow things
Indeed
down.
Indeed it is.
Yeah. Also, Parks and Wildlife Inland Fishery staff is considering freshwater fishing regulation changes for 2021. Yes. End of the year, and they're starting to take a look as to what changes may take place. A lot of it has to do with, like on Moss Lake near Gainesville in Cook County, modifying the 14-inch length limit for largemouth bass to a 16 maximum length limit to encourage the harvest of smaller fish. Then over on Lake Nasworthy out around San Angelo way, lots of small fish, 10-inch. In fact, there's some natural mortality where fish die of natural mortality that never achieve, you know, over the 10-inch minimum. Texoma, you know, changes there on blue and channel catfish. You can go to TPWD's website tpwd.texas.gov and take a look at the upcoming changes that are taking place. You got anything going on that you're
always
talking about?
I don't know, just always the game wardens. I mean, nothing else. I'm not going to talk about politics. I'm just, you know.
And it's not politics.
For another year.
It's not politics.
Oh, what is it?
It's not politics. It is just pure, you know.
Can you say that on the radio?
Did I?
Well, you just
Can I
did.
Say that? I guess I did. Okay, am I supposed to say that?
Well, BS, at least.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it is, but no, let's not go there.
Okay.
Because then we'll all get wound up. You're already red in the face. My goodness, I shouldn't have even said that. Okay, wait. I was going to compliment our great game wardens
we'll
again.
We'll do that.
Okay. This was titled, Pepper Your Neighbor, Get Peppered with Citations.
That's not a bunch of bull.
That's
you know?
Right. On opening day of dove season during the evening hunt, a Williamson County game warden received a complaint in the Gerald area. The complainant said that a hunter was shooting across the property line and peppering their house. When the game warden arrived on the scene, he was received with pellets from the hunter. That they were complaining about. Two game wardens jumped the fence and found the hunter along with 30 other hunters. Some found to be missing a plug, have no hunter education, no hunting license, shooting across property lines, hunting over a baited field. Game warden spoke to the landowner who was hunting, and after a short interview, he admitted he placed bait to attract the birds. Citations were issued to the hunters and the landowner.
Mm.
Oh, be careful what you say and be careful what you put on Facebook.
I saw something on Facebook that we shared on the Texas Outdoors Journal page.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bunch of red snapper that had been caught mm-hmm. over the limit. And the restitution, I want to say there were 17 fish over.
Wow.
$26,000
oh
fine.
My.
And I went, yes. You start slapping hands, you start putting some stiff fines.
Right.
And, you know, if the judges will support the game warden's effort, you know, to apprehend.
And spread the word that that's happening.
Yes, yeah. It will definitely start to see changes.
That's like in Dr. Strangelove. It's not a deterrent if you don't tell anybody.
Right.
Right. Right. You got the doomsday machine. You didn't tell anybody.
Right.
So you've got to tell everybody what's going on.
Absolutely.
And what these fines are. You bet.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got our best bets outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 42 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all, where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or a field, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Folks, it is cast and blast time, this latest cool front pushing more ducks to the Lower Laguna Madre. Fishing has been phenomenal. Redfish are schooling up. Just a great opportunity. So for booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as a best day. This Sunday is a good one. Monday flips or slips to fair, with Tuesday plunging to poor. Wednesday is another fair day with Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday, a trio of good ones. Next Sunday, another best day. This Saturday, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. This Sunday and Monday sees a major time shift for this major feeding period of the day, with game beginning to feed well before sunrise and continuing to feed until mid-afternoon. By Tuesday and Wednesday, times will have continued to adjust, with game becoming active from either side of sunrise and remaining active until either side of the noon hour. By Thursday and Friday, look for game to be actively feeding from mid-morning until early mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from late morning until late afternoon. On Tuesday, November the 19th, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides for the day. This Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday each have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Wednesday has a single low tide as the only tide of the day. Thursday through next Sunday, a string of days with a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, we can, in that phase of weather where we play the fronts, and over on Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu, fishing had been good prior to. In fact, all up and down the Texas coast, it had been good. And then the cold front kind of stymied fishing a little bit. But now that things are starting to see a warming trend, conditions are starting to warm up. Got over on Sabine Lake, you got trout biting well on jigs and soft plastics. And redfish have been found mixed in with schools of trout along the shorelines. Later in the day, actually, fishing had been better. West Galveston Bay, flounder are very good in the black back lakes and marsh areas on gulp and live mullet. Around the Texas City dikes and over towards Seawolf Park at the Galveston Channel, flounder are stacking up, and that's always a good indication that things are really starting to turn on. Out of Freeport, San Luis Pass, very good for flounder and redfish around Mudcut and Coal Pass. East Matagorda, speckled trout and redfish are very good on chunking plastics or live shrimp. West Matagorda, trout continue to be good on soft plastics. And in Port O'Connor, you've got redfish good in the back lake areas. Out of Seadrift, Captain Nathan Bebout, N&M Sportsman Adventure, reports that this week's front had changed strategy and techniques. Early in the week, he was fishing down south lures on soft plastics and topwaters over sand, grass, and some oyster pans in knee to thigh deep water. Now, and this weekend, he'll be throwing corkies and quarter ounce jig heads, working drains in area lakes with softer bottom around waist deep. With the sunshine for this weekend, start to see fish moving back up the shallow sunning. Small topwater baits and double D's are a favorite way to catch shallow water fish. Out of Port Aransas, redfish are good on Kelly Wiggler paddle tails, topwaters, and are schooling. Excellent fishing in Baffin Bay as the redfish continue to hit topwaters and live bait. Port Mansfield, trout have been good in 2 to 6 feet of water on the flats. Redfish have also been good in 2 to 3 feet of water using willowtails and grape and chartreuse. South Padre, fishing for redfish on spoils around the intercoastal with fresh mullet have produced good bites. And finally, at Port Mansfield, mangrove snapper still biting on live shrimp, mullet, and perch. That Brownsville Ship Channel is about to turn on.
Okay, heading to East Texas, and it's busy. Caddo, largemouth bass are good, moving from the northwest flats to the ridges on topwater baits, plastic worms, and spinnerbaits in creeks and coves. Crappie are good on smaller minnows and jigs with most structure. Conroe, largemouth bass are good on jigs, spinners, and buzz baits on the northern end and around larger boat dock structures. Hybrid striped bass are coming along in open water with jigs and shad. Catfish are good on stinky bait and cut bait. Fork, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, caterpillars, Alabama rigs with the known points and among the standing timber. White and yellow bass are good on Alabama rigs. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good on bigger jigs and minnows near standing timber in 20 feet of water. Catfish are good on all types of catfish bait, especially live bait. White bass have been good on the main channel. Livingston, largemouth bass are good on Carolina or Texas rig plastics, spinners, topwaters, and jigs in the creeks and coves. Striped bass are good on spoons and shad around the bridge. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around the docks. Nakanichi? I've missed that. Where's that?
It's Nakanich, and it's,
oh, I'm looking at who spelled
East Texas.
Who spelled this? Nakanich, I know about. Okay, or Nakanichi, whichever. Largemouth bass are good.
No, it's Nakanichi.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, creature baits, crank baits, spinners near hydrilla in the northern creeks. Crappie are good on jigs and live minnows. Catfish are good on dough balls, cut and live bait. Toledo Bend, bass have been good in shallow to medium depth drops as the water temperatures continue to lower. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits and spinners. Striped bass are good on top water, rattle traps, spoons on humps, and along the river channels. Crappie are good around, on jigs and around the structures with live minnows. Right Patman, largemouth bass are good with jigs, spinnerbaits, plastic worms. The fish attractors have been hot spots, so research the lake when seeking largemouth. White bass are good on slabs and spoons. Crappie are good on jigs. Athens, largemouth bass are good on Texas rig. Rigs, crankbaits, jigs, and spinnerbaits by the fishery and upper grassy end of the lake. Belton, smallmouth are on fire from the dam to the north, fingers on grubs, jigs, and buzzbaits. Hybrid stripers are good in the main channels on live bait, jigs, and crankbaits. Fayette, largemouth bass are good on spinners and crankbait worked along the vegetation and discharge channel. Palestine, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms and jigs near shallow and deep structure on the upper end of the lake. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish are excellent on shad and chicken livers. Richland Chambers, white bass and hybrids are good on slabs and jigs. Somerville, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, spinners, and topwaters along Welch Park Islands. Stillhouse, largemouth bass are good on topwater, spinners, and crankbait down the land passes. Tawakoni, white bass and hybrids.
Tawakoni or Tawakoni?
Tawakoni, white bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs. Catfish are good on live or cut shad. Texoma, striped bass are excellent using slabs, swim baits, and bait under birds. They'll be found feeding on the shad. Some anglers are finding success dead sticking. Largemouth bass are good drifting live baits in less than 20 feet of water. They're producing the best results. Whitney. Black bass are good on plastic worms and crankbaits along the deeper points. Tyler, crappie are good on jigs under docks in 8 to 10 feet. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good with rattle traps following the birds on the surface.
Water temperatures have definitely dropped not only in East Texas, but in South Texas as well. Amistad Reservoir, largemouth bass are good on buzzbaits, spinnerbaits, plastic grubs. Around the Devil River's flat and on the northern bluffs past the Highway 90 bridge. Calaveras, folks, you know, power plant lakes are really turning on. Channel catfish are good on stinkbait, liver, and live shad. Choke Canyon, best largemouth population continue to be on the northern delta and flooded timber where buzzbaits, topwater baits are producing. Corpus Christi, largemouth bass are good on Texas rig worms, Carolina rig spinners, and crankbaits. Falcon, crappie are good on plastics and hand-tied jigs. Brownwood, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and topwater and shallow water along creeks and creek points. Coleman, hybrid stripers are good drifting fish with live bait. O.H. Ivy is turned on. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, minnows, and jigs. Standing timber continues to be the best option, but watch for windy conditions. And Meredith, we don't get to talk about this, but walleye fishing is good on crankbaits and rattle traps. Channel catfish are good on cut bait and live bait. The drops in flooded timber have been most successful for all game fish.
All right, heading to the hill country, Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good on topwater topwater lures, jigs, and spinners. In the main lake, use crankbait and spinners among deeper drops. Striped bass are fair on plastic swim baits and rattle traps. White bass are good on minnows following birds and bait fish. Channel cats have been good on stinky bait. Yellow and blue catfish are good on live or stink bait. LBJ, catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait. Flathead cats are good on live bait. Medina, largemouth bass are good on trick worms in pink or green. Jigs and shad in the deeper water on main lake points. Smallmouth bass are good on white grubs and jigs and have been increasing in regularity.
All right, on the hunting scene, most hunting seasons have opened or are about to open. For you waterfowl hunters, duck hunters in particular, remember if you're going to hunt southwest Louisiana, that's in the Mississippi Flyway. Okay. And so their split is different than the Central Flyway, which is Texas. Coming up, we've got a season opener for mule deer on November 23rd through December 1 in 15 southwest panhandle locations, December 23rd through December 8th. 40 panhandle locations for mule deer were open on November 29 through December 15. the mule deer season in the Trans-Pecos 16 County will open. And the other mule deer opener will be Brewster, Pecos, and Terrell County, November 29 through December 15. Everything else, check your outdoor annual or app to make sure you are legal, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You've been on or off the road?
Actually, I've been just driving around town and saving money. The 2020 Toyota Corolla Hybrid.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's their big seller. The Corolla is just, you know, forever.
Right.
Like everybody tells, what do I need to get my kids something. We'll get them a used Corolla. Anyway, great vehicles, but the hybrids, you know, Toyota's really the masters of that. They've been at it for a long time with the hybrid engines. Made it to a four-cylinder gas engine. They've got the CVT transmission on this one. All the safety and convenience you certainly expect. Electronic parking brake, which is so handy. Their star safety system. 8 airbags and more. Whiplash injury lessening front seats, which is kind of cool, those belts. Smart key system. Got a nice looking outside on it. Got a nice black inlet grill. Buy LED headlamps, LED tail lamps on the thing. Inside, very comfortable. You know, nice fabric seats, but this very reasonably priced vehicle, but still 8-way adjustable for the driver and 4-way for the passenger. Nice sound system, 8-inch touch screen, 60-40 split rear seat. So you can put some stuff in this thing. But the beauty of it is, well, two things are the beauty of it. One, you get 52 miles per gallon in this highway. Okay. 53 miles per gallon in the city.
Really?
Normally it gets better in the city because you're using the electric engine more. But the whole thing loaded to the gills, $22,000.
Really? So,
yeah.
Not bad
at all. So check the thing out if you want something, you know, that's especially nice for the city and very economical. 2020 Toyota Corolla Hybrid.
All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. Justin Spring, director of Big Game Records with Boone and Crockett. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3 for $39 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions. Just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com. Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. This portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein, It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, we've just had some cold, wet weather come through. Need to get the cottonseed out so that as we move through the rut and post-rut period, it's available for both bucks and does to recover. For information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Top of the program, told you for years, have been enamored with trophy hunting of big game in North America. And of course, when you talk about big game hunting in the United States or North America, Boone and Crockett, since 1887, and the gentleman that is now heading up the directorship for Big Game Records, Justin Spring, is our guest. Justin, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, not too bad. Appreciate you having me.
Well, that's a good deal. Justin, this is Harold. Just for the folks out there, you know, heard the name and so on, but as Bill talked about when it was founded, and it was Teddy Roosevelt, but can you give us a brief history of Boone and Crockett?
Yeah, we were founded by Teddy Roosevelt. 1887, wildlife was going extinct, and they stepped forward to do something, and ever since then, we've continuously operated with different conservation programs, ensuring wildlife and wild places for generations to come.
You know, Justin, you and I are much younger than Harold is. I believe Harold went on some hunts with Teddy back in the day. But
I wish I could have, believe me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, one of the things that has always intrigued me is a position that Boone and Crockett has had that they really have not wavered on, and that's the fair chase. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that position and in the light of game ranching that's flourishing across various parts of the United States. Let's talk a little bit about that fair chase statement.
And y'all's definition of that too. I think that's very important.
Yeah, okay, so the fair chase started when, again, the wildlife was going extinct, and they said, we've got to do something. We've got to change the way that people treat wildlife to ensure that it's there for the future. And so they started saying, no spotlighting, no crusting. At the time, they'd find animals in deep snow. They'd be helpless. They'd go up and kill them. And the whole idea of trophy hunting and fair chase was popularized. At the time, one of the founding members of Boone and Crockett was the editor of Forest and Stream magazine, and so that was the hunting magazine of the day. They fostered this term fair chase, and so in the beginning, very limited take, concentrate on the older mature males to allow the populations to recover. And so that went forward until the 50s when we started seeing pretty good wildlife, and then fair chase is just a way of hunting, a way people did things. And it's why hunting's respected. So today, it still is relevant, even though we have flourishing game populations. The method in which you're out there and hunting and how you conduct yourself is of the utmost importance still today, because we're under the public's eye. And so, our rules basically, the underlying term basis of fair chase is a hunter does not have an improper advantage over game. Improper could be, you can't spot it from the air, land, and shoot it. Something like that. That's one of the things that we directly forbid. Helpless in a natural or artificial enclosure. A locked buck. They may need to be taken out, if they can't be freed, but that isn't a fair chase situation when that deer is, not able to escape from whether it be natural or an artificial medium.
There you go. And lots and lots of great information is available at the Boone and Crockett website. That website is Boone, B-O-O-N-E, hyphen, Crockett, C-R-O-C-K-E-T-T.org. And just a lot of information. The scoring system to recognize the best, whether it's a typical or a non-typical animal, a variety of North American game, various ways to field judge, help you really manage and allow animals to achieve their optimum age naturally. Lots and lots of good information, and we have not really seen that scoring change over the years, or the minimum for the awards or the all-time book, have we, Justin?
No, they review them from time to time. Basically, a lot of people get real confused on the awards and all-time minimum. The awards minimum is the minimum score for Boone and Crockett. what happened is wildlife recovery was so successful that for this one all-time book, we had to set an arbitrary number. So the minimum score for a Boone and Crockett typical whitetail is 160 and 185 for a non-typical. And like I said, a lot of people get hung up on that all-time book. That number is going to change as we go forward. As we get more entries, we have to keep it limited. And so those will continue to climb. But that 160 and 185 is the level we have identified as the very top that needs recognized.
We were talking as we were setting this interview up, and you just got back from Newfoundland, where you got an interesting critter that I saw for the first time this summer. That's a muskox, right?
Yeah, it was a pretty awesome trip.
Exciting hunt. You said you also had a tag for Barren Ground caribou, but that herd had not moved through. And that's really more of a timing situation, isn't it?
Yeah, and the timing should have been good. You know, we were hunting with the local guides and whatnot. You know, been there for their families forever, and they were saying that it was too windy and the caribou. Their explanation was they should have been there, but they don't like to walk in the wind.
Yeah,
and it was blowing 50 to 70 the whole time we were there.
Oh, you know, one of the things about the all time as well as the awards. Is many times you can look at trends over time as animals have been entered and get a feel for the way that management situations, maybe harvest, maybe natural events take place to help you when you're evaluating and looking for new places to hunt, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's why the club still supports the records program. It's not a money generation thing for us. It's a scientific data set we maintain, and it doesn't tell us what the problem is. It just shows us trends. So, okay, all of a sudden, all of our caribou are going down across their range. This isn't a province-specific or a state-specific problem. This is an ecosystem-wide type deal, and so our data set gives you the ability to look at the entire North American continent, and that can be very useful because, you know, a state may have data, but the state next door, you know, they don't always necessarily talk well. And so that's why we do what we do, is to try to gauge these populations' successes and failures.
Absolutely. Listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Justin, if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Justin Spring, Director, Big Game Records, Boone and Crockett Club, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
My name is Ryan Harper, and I farm in West Texas. I'm the fourth generation farmer. Well, when you farm in West Texas, you take a lot of risk. It takes a lot of capital to get through 1 year. It's a little dry. We have some limited irrigation. It's very tough. There's definitely challenging years. And Capital Farm Credit had a young farmer program that allowed me to get funding and grow my business. They gave me a young man an opportunity. Together, we are better.
Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
We continue our conversation with Justin Spring, Director of Big Game Records, Boone and Crockett Club. Again, their website, just a plethora of information at boone-crockett.org. And, over the years, there are some other things I noticed on the website under the conservation dropdown, but obviously chronic wasting disease is at the top of everybody's list. Discussion on climatic changes, a number of things that Boone and Crockett Club's kind of having to stay on top of the trends as wildlife are challenged, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's, that was our original mission in 1887. A lot of people just associate the club purely with records, but again, that's just one tool we use for conservation, and anything that's a threat to conservation and wildlife, we try to step in front of and get at the forefront of and make sure that, our critters are there for everybody in the future to see.
Yeah, Justin, something Bill alluded to in our first segment that I'd like some clarification on. We're talking fair chase. Bill had mentioned, though, now with the proliferation of high fence places. So, I mean, is it if it's in a high fence, it's out no matter how big the place is? Or, I mean, how do you guys do that, work that, judge that as far as a high fence or not high fence?
So, again, you know, with our program trying to look at populations on a continental scale, once a fence is set up, there's no immigration or emigration of that area. Those animals are not part of the overall population of North America. They're a population within that fence and therefore are not a useful scientific data set or comparable to the general trends throughout, you know, North America. So, no, they are not eligible for our program.
Okay.
All right. You know, when we were catching up and we talk about the scoring system and what is recognized by Boone and Crockett, it's really not just Boone and Crockett. For archery hunters, Pope and Young uses the same scoring system and follows along the same same guidelines. Similar for Muzzleloader Long Hunter Society. And you mentioned there's a significant number of organizations that are using the Boone and Crockett criteria and position, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Numerous state, provincial scoring organizations use our system. We work very closely with them. A lot of what we do actually doesn't necessarily, you know, scoring questions and how do we deal with this type of rack. It isn't even stuff that would qualify for the book that a lot of the myself and the assistant director do is help these programs and say, hey, here's how this is dealt with, whatnot. From, you know, Canadian provinces, I want to say the last time we tallied it up, there was something like 68 organizations that are actually using our system or some slightly modified version of it.
Oh, real quick, too, is it global or is it just the Americas as far as your book?
We are native North American big game. Okay. So even exotics that are introduced, you know, the oddads or something, we don't have a category for that. This is just native North American game is what we concentrate our records on.
And it's a fair number, too. I mean, you've got various bear species.
Right.
You've got the whitetail, and then you got the coos deer. You've got mule deer. Moose, which people may not understand that there's three species, you know, Shiras, Canada, and Alaskan.
Sheep?
Sheep. Oh, goodness. bunch of sheep,
bunch
you know.
Of sheep, right.
Pronghorn antelope, and, of course, bison, Rocky Mountain goat, muskox, and... you know, the list goes on and on. One of the things that I noticed on the website, and again, from an educational standpoint, I don't care if you're new to hunting or you're wanting to improve your hunting skills and your field scoring, you've got a sheet, I think Jay Lesser put it together for the club, but it compares the world record typical whitetail with one, and I think that animal scores, what, 212? Isn't that about where it is, Justin?
Yeah, ballpark in there.
Yeah, and then a 160 whitetail, you know, which would be the minimum for the awards book, a comparison as to what to look for, really enlightening, and then it breaks it down as to how those various scoring, whether it's time length, mass, spreads, etc., are weighted in the overall score. That is a phenomenal piece. I got to compliment y'all when it comes to whitetail deer on that.
Yeah, we've done that by species, done the breakdowns of, you know, what percentage of the score comes from what. It's really interesting, you know, mass, for example. A lot of people will be, oh, you know, well, it's got really good mass, I'm going to take that deer. Well, what we've found is that mass can't really help you, it can only hurt you. A really thin deer may not go, but, you know, super heavy deer isn't going to cover for short tines or short beams.
Yeah, and besides the... administrative and oversight that Boone and Crockett provides. You've got your magazine, great magazine that provides updates of members and recently harvested. Fair Chase is the name of the magazine. And then the Boone and Crockett score, and I had to chuckle. I was looking, and I have a Boone and Crockett library, you know, that I've amassed over the years.
Right.
And one of them is, you know, the field guide on measuring and scoring. That's got to be an extremely popular book that you all have produced.
Yeah, no, it's done well for us. You know, we did a whitetail book that also, you know, went in pretty heavily into some more data, which is, you know, that's my background. That's what I love about it, is really analyzing you know, there's 60,000 records in our database. You know, what are those showing us? What's changed over time? And, you know, the field judging and all that, a lot of people get a lot of kick out of it. But, you know, one hypothesis we have is maybe the abnormal point totals are going down from what they used to be, you know, with the basis being that better management's going to result in less stressors and therefore more typical racks, which that's one thing we're looking at now.
That's an interesting observation. Yeah,
Justin, let me ask this one question, though. As far as winding up in the book, et cetera, is that any hunter? Do I have to be a member of Boone and Crockett?
No, there's a recording fee. You know, we ask you to support the mission and join as an associate. You know, and there's no, you know, requirement to be an associate. You have to take a qualifying animal, but it's a one-time entry fee of $40 that gets you a certificate and your name in the records for, you know, eternity. Even if it's just an awards minimum, those deer are still held in our records and still used in all of our analysis.
Absolutely, great. It is the original club, founded again in 1887. Great information, a lot we can all learn from. Justin, we appreciate you taking time to join us today.
Hey, no problem. Love being on here with you guys.
Great, friends. Well, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You don't have to wait for Black Friday to get a great deal. Hurry into the Jeep Black Friday sales event today, where it's easier than ever to get a new Jeep SUV. Because we've got employee pricing plus all month long. So whether you plan on spending the winter adventuring through the wilderness in a Jeep Cherokee with its 4x4 capability, exploring your city in a luxurious Jeep Grand Cherokee, or seeking the perfect postcard-ready view through Jeep Compass's available panoramic dual-pane sunroof, no matter what your winter holds, you can always make it better in a Jeep SUV. So no more waiting in line and no more camping out, because Employee Pricing Plus is here all November long. Hurry in to the Jeep Black Friday sales event today. Offers available on the purchase or lease of new 2019 model year vehicle excluding Jeep Wrangler. Must take retail delivery by 12/2/2019. See dealer for details. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Ducks are at it again.
Here we go. Yep. Tyler Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet is on November the 19th. Visit ducks.org. Then on the 21st, Mid-South Chapter of Ducks Unlimited, Nederland, Port Neches, Port Arthur area. Visit again ducks.org. And, well, it's all ducks.org. And then also on the 21st, Colorado Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Columbus. And go to one of those great events, my friends, in your new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
I want to thank our guest today, Justin Spring, director of Big Game Records, Boone and Crockett Club. Coming up next week, Hey, if you need to do a little improvement on your ranch land.
Or buy some more.
Yeah. Brett Reif, Senior Vice President of Lending and Branch Manager at Hondo Capital Farm Credit.
All right.
He's going to join us.
Good information.
Yeah.
Okay, friends, do remember that we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there. Plus, the shows are all archived there. If you go, what'd they say? Well, you can find it there. Also, like us and listen to us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Stitcher Smart Radio, and more. We got you covered, all right? Remember, be safe out there so you can join us again next week. Same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.